the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. I just want to get into the show.
It's raw. I'm feeling my nerves are frayed, put it that way.
Wait, this is Friday's podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry.
Something happened with the game. So take a listen and then we'll come back.
I just want it to be halfway through the week again.
Do it all again.
One word song game is going to be in this podcast. We have a very special bonus round.
What day is it?
At the end.
I said that. I said I've done the bloody game. It's just happened. I'm not living in the past.
Am I
in Doctor Who's box?
Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Woo! That's it. That's the party vibe we want for a Friday. What? What are you laughing?
Don't ever do that in the presence of people other than me.
Was there a mum dance just then?
She's wearing a scarf for starters.
Yeah, it's
and
cold.
Then she did a mum dance.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to party. That's what I've said.
Speaking
of a party, there's often wine at a party.
Yes, there is.
Which means there's often cork at a party.
Yes.
Champagne. Now, this is a segue into what I've learned yesterday. What? Why are you grimacing your faces? This is how the professionals do it, guys. Play along. Yesterday, I found out.
Yes.
That cork.
Yes.
Comes from cork trees.
What?
Yes.
I thought it was wood chip or something.
It comes from an actual tree. So most of the world's cork, even cork on you, you know, like corked wedges.
What about cork flooring?
From a tree, mate.
Hold on, I'm Googling. Quercus suba. Okay, hold on. Quercus suba, commonly called the cork oak, is a medium-sized evergreen oak tree. Shut up in
You're
oh my
the one
God!
Talking, mate.
It is the primary source of cork for wine bottle stoppers and other uses such as cork flooring.
I only found this out yesterday, and I'm so pleased that this is not common knowledge and you didn't know it either. Scotty, did you know cork comes from a cork tree?
Guys, there is a YouTube channel called Corky TV, and it shows cork harvesting. Let's watch it.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun way to start the weekend.
I'm going to hit play on this song and hopefully the show gets better from here.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
When you look back at your living situations with people, Lise, did you find anybody had a set group of rules for you?
I lived with, like, ferals, like parasites of society. I lived in a basement at one point, didn't even have any flooring, so there were no rules.
Is that why you fit in so well?
We didn't even have walls. We had to build our own walls in there, and the shower was made out of corrugated iron, and it was outside. Good times.
Sometimes I hear stories from your past, and I just wonder, what the hell was happening? How many lives have you led?
Shout out to the boys at Turinga House.
That's not right. Was this out bush? Like, were you going bush? Was this some kind of SAS training where you had to construct your own shelter?
No. It was inner city of a large metro capital city. We just chose to live that way.
You can say it was in Brisbane.
It was in Brisbane. Okay.
Well,
what's your point, Sarah?
Well, I've got a list from an advertisement that somebody posted on a real estate place in Sydney looking for a flatmate.
Okay.
And I thought, I'll pose the question to Lise, but you've trumped everything that I'm possibly going to say. You've ruined it yet again. All right. Now, can I just read you a snippet of this ad?
Yeah.
My new flatmate has to be a quiet and considerate person, which means you should use door handles rather than push the doors to slam and try to behave quietly. I'm not looking for a bull in a china shop kind of flatmate. I don't want you always running around, throwing things around, okay?
What a punish.
I used to have this flatmate who was on Skype for 2 to 3 hours every day, 5 on weekends. I won't have any of that. I don't want to hear noise coming from your room all the time.
Sarah, have you written this? Are you looking for a roommate?
It continues. If you're laughing out loud after 11 p.m. or sleep with the radio on, still the same thing, you need to use some common sense. That's not allowed. This isn't a very sociable house. We don't do parties. We don't have time to cook together or watch TV together.
Wow.
But I expect everyone to be friendly towards each other.
Does it give it an idea of who this person is? Is she an octogenarian?
If
possibly?
You have to run to the toilet 15 times a day or every 15 minutes, don't move in here. If you say you don't spend much time in the bathroom because you don't take long showers, but then you sit on the toilet several times a day, like the flatmate who's moving out, and only your morning bathroom runs take almost 1 hour in total, this definitely isn't a place for you. This person is very angry.
This can't be right.
Very, very angry. And yet all of it seems to make perfect sense to me.
That's why I'm asking. Did you have...
But don't you think, I reckon this person is probably late 30s.
No, all right? Sarah.
Yep. And they've had enough. They desperately want to live in a house by themselves, but they can't afford it. So for some reason, they still have to have a share house, a flatmate. And they're just at their wit's end. But come on, like at
now
the age you are now,
feel
this
sad.
Would be...
Oh. Now you're making me feel sad for this person. Because
or do you think this person needs to grow a pair and go and live like you did in your 20s, where you had a shower made out of what?
Corrugated iron.
I mean, were you living in Nimbin?
No, but it was there. I mean, look, it was the best of the worst times, really, in that basement. I have fond memories.
Didn't you suspect it was a drug den at some point?
It was a drug den at one point because I remember walking home from uni one day and there were cops out the front and 25 ecstasy pills laid out on the kitchen bench. And that's when I decided to move out because I didn't want to be caught. I didn't want to be involved in that because I certainly wasn't. I was a hardworking university student. It's terrifying. It really was terrifying. I said to the boys from the Turinga house, I said, what the hell are you doing?
She's been the voice of reason in everyone's life
also,
ever since.
I got so high in that house just because they smoked so much stuff that just via them wasn't pleasant, Sarah. I'm not allowed to say that, but I didn't do it myself. I didn't
partake.
Those
two girls with Lise and Sarah.
None of it. I didn't partake in any of it.
Wheel of News!
Yes, thousands of stories are left on the cutting room floor by our producers after Lise and I have trawled through the depths of the internet to try and bring you the best of the best each week. But
that's right.
This little moment is a chance in time to resurrect one of the stories that didn't quite make it
That's
during
right.
the week.
That's right. We have a wheel, we spin it, there's several news stories on there, and then we get to deep dive into the one that it lands on. Sarah, what's on the wheel today?
Okay. First up, Tinder man goes into loving detail about the fake nails he wants on a woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That rings a bell, that story, actually. Did you dredge that up from like 3 months ago?
No, it dead set happened again. 300 cats found living in a tiny flat.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't read her own writing.
If they found limp, that'd be worrying. Call the RSPCA.
So what is it? 300 cats what?
Found living in a tiny flat.
Oh, I love stories about hoarders. Yes, please.
Man buys tarantula to
scare
because he can't stand his mother-in-law coming around. To stop his arachnophobic mother-in-law from coming around. Original
iPod. Sarah, what's wrong with you?
Is everything okay?
eBay for $20,000.
Oh,
and
interesting.
And finally rounding it out, of course we love an animal story, grumpy gorillas hate the rain.
Oh,
spin that wheel.
I want it to land on the...
Oh, that was so... Wait.
No, you've got the one
no,
it lands
I didn't,
on.
I didn't want the 300 limp cats. Okay, yes. Man buys tarantula to stop his arachnophobic mother-in-law from coming around. This is true.
Okay, talk to us about this
So although
this
you
story.
Might be madly in love with your partner, it doesn't mean you necessarily like their in-laws at all. So this bloke has clashed with his in-laws so much because they keep inviting themselves over to the house,
right.
waltzing on in, playing with the kids, and he said his mother-in-law is a real nag. Now, Recently, he noticed that she's not a fan of spiders and she started panicking when there was a daddy long legs in the corner just minding its own business, doing nothing at all. So he thought, oh, tickety-boo, I've got an idea here.
Okay, and he's gone
so
and
he went to the pet store.
A filthy tarantula.
Took drastic action. Who's telling the story here, Lisa?
Well, I don't know. The headline sort of gave it away. I don't know if we needed this deep dive. He bought the tarantula.
Yes, he
to
keeps
scare
it in
off
a big enclosure in the living room.
Okay.
And it's worked like a charm. His father-in-law still comes over, but the mother-in-law can't stand to be in the same house in it. So he said she I can't speak English today.
Are you okay?
Oh God, no, it's Friday. I just need the weekend to come.
All right, that was lovely. Thanks, Sarah. Can I do Wheel of News next?
Something's going to need to change, that's for sure.
That was problematic.
Yeah, the first thing when I was reading the Tinder one about the fake nails, I thought it said Tinder Nan goes into loving detail. I was like, no, not a Tinder Nana, Tinder Man. Anyway.
Those two girls.
I'm excited, but I'm excited about something else entirely. I have...
That's good. The commitment to our show is next level.
Well, it is. I'm excited about something that you are embarking on, Sarah, and you don't seem excited about it. But as one of your best friends, I want you to do this. Can I have a bit of music to set the scene, please? Okay.
Am I good?
Here it is. Now, feel it. Feel the emotion of this song. What does this song conjure up?
Yeah, it conjures up a winner.
A winner, someone running, someone on their road to glory. And Sarah, you are on your road to a half marathon. You spoke about it, you said it in passing, and now I want our listeners of our show to hold you accountable to a dream you've long held. You have done a half marathon
I don't want any public people to weigh in on it. I just want to do it at my own pace.
No,
and now you've put all this pressure.
That's right, because you need to be held accountable. You're reluctantly on this road, but we're going to make your dream come true.
Well, I'm reluctant because you've made it a thing. Now, I don't do well in a group. I don't like group training sessions. I don't like running with other people. I just do it by myself. And yes, I have said for a while I want to do a half marathon in my 30s again.
Because you did it in your 20s.
I did it in my
20s. Anyone you'll talk to, you'll tell them
that. Yeah.
So I mean, want you.
That's a little exaggeration.
No, it is
but
true.
I do have some old t-shirts.
I remember the first day we met.
She said,
my name's Sarah Wills. I've done a half marathon.
That's
good to meet you.
Look, so, I do, but I don't want to. I'm not doing anything in an official capacity.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. If I enroll in something, I'm just doing it. I'm not telling you. I'll
yes,
just
you
get it done.
Are. I'm not. Sarah, okay. This is how this is going to work.
I can't tell you. I ran twice last week and I've got to go and see a podiatrist now.
That's just the part of your
gammy foot.
That's part of your journey.
Amazing.
And we want to be on it. What I want you to do from here on in, I want you to prepare a journal entry for us weekly about your reluctant road to the marathon. Okay?
And it's a half marathon. Marathons are insane.
To the half marathon. What I want you to do is take us along to your podiatrist. I want to know about your gammy foot.
No,
we want in on this. And we want to know what your speeds are. Are they improving? Are you doing like...
I have one speed. It's never improved. It's just a constant speed. I'm like a reliable old Camry. I don't go above 7.3 kilometres an hour.
That's good. Scotty, you want in on this, right? We want to see her reach her goals.
I'm really excited.
God damn it.
I'm very, very excited.
Well, why don't you run it with me?
I'm excited for it not to be part of it. I'm not even going to get out of bed to see you off, but I'm excited for you. I'm
looking
forward.
Think about the feeling at the end, Sarah, when you do this and we're
all
there waiting.
I only want the t-shirt. That's it. I'm not doing it for anything else apart from another t-shirt.
Wait.
And another 10 years of saying you've run half marathons.
Wait. If you got the t-shirt without running the marathon, would you still wear it?
Yeah.
Hold on, no. Oh. If she got the t-shirt...
No, I couldn't do that. I had a friend who did it and I felt she was a cheat.
Was that
she
Sarah?
Spewed halfway through the race, but she still got a t-shirt.
She tried.
Yeah.
But did she
finish? I've never exercised that hard in my life that I've vomited, ever. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Have you ever spewed from exercise?
I've spewed, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Okay.
Oh, I would think not.
Okay, so we're doing this. We're getting
we're
Sarah
doing
on
this.
The road to the half marathon.
We are. And, you know, you represent the average Joe Blow.
Oh.
So they're going to want to know, how does it really feel for just a normal human,
and I have asthma.
A human.
I'm excited for it.
to attempt a half marathon. Go, Sarah.
It's those two girls.
Stop laughing about it.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with this game where basically Lise and I have to pick a song by title and artist based on hearing one tiny word. From
it. It's not easy.
It's not, and it's not, we don't get a little word from the chorus. It's something in the, further down in the lyrics. And look, I'm going to say, Lise is very good. She is. But when she's also say, very good at stealing.
That's right. I don't know if I'm that good at it. I just think that you can't help yourself and you start humming it in a bid to help yourself along to reach title and artist. And that's when I can swoop in as part of the rules and steal your thunder.
Yeah.
Can I just pull up and say, when you say it's not that easy, like everyone can play along at home. So there would be people who are like, this game's incredibly easy. You're going to know who thinks they've got it first because they'll buzz in. If it's Lise, her buzzer will sound like that. And that's Sarah. And here
we go.
You
never hear that though.
Here we go.
You will.
For word number one, the first person to buzz in with the correct title and artist of the song that this word comes from. Nervous.
Land Down Under by Men at Work. I met a
strange lady. She got it. She made me nervous. What is happening? What is
and
happening?
She said, I come from a land down under.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Wow.
Well done. She's on the board, is she?
Well, this is the thing. This is what's scary for you, Lise. If Sarah gets this one,
she's on the board.
That's best of three.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Here we go.
Okay.
Word number two.
Alanis Morissette!
You want me for you. I wish nothing but the best for you, but I'm not a virgin like me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go blue and white in a vision of butter? Would she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm really thinking of me when you...
Are you in a horse race? What? You've ruined it.
I want you to know. I can't think of the word.
I'm happy for you.
You ought to know.
You ought to know. I couldn't get to the chorus because Lee's was like, get it. What you were doing, straight into the mic.
Sarah, that's the chorus. It's the bridge before the chorus.
No, it isn't. At no point.
Okay, the next word.
At no point does it go. It does. You ought to know.
Scotty, do you know the bit I'm talking about? He goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Here we go. The next word. This will be a tiebreak if Lise gets it. If Sarah gets it, it's all over. If neither of you get it, Sarah wins.
I'm sweating.
Here we go. The title and artist of the song that this word comes from.
Romance. Is it Madonna? Is it Cyndi Lauper? Hold on. It's an old Madonna.
It's a virgin.
But
you're living in the material.
No, it's not that, Sarah.
Romance. It's not Like a Prayer. Like a Dream. You are no one. Like a Virgin. Like a Virgin, Madonna?
No, it's definitely not that. It's play it again without
romance.
I don't think it's either of them. I don't think it's either of them. Romance. I don't know. Sucks. What was it?
Sarah wins.
Oh, God, I did.
Who was that song?
That's not even Madonna.
What is that?
That's Nikki Webster, Strawberry Kisses.
Oh, of course. I've
been missing Strawberry Kisses.
Oh, wow. Where's the board? Give me the Nico. I'm on. I'm back.
Okay, 6-3. That's it. She's catching up.
Wow.
That was difficult today. Unexpected. I wasn't on my game, I have to say. I'm hungry. I think that's why.
It's only 6 a.m. Calm down.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.